Good morning, witches. This is the Witch Daily Show, coming to you from New Orleans, with host Tanya Brown. Our episodes span about 20 minutes long to give you just a little pop of magic. So, tune in, take a deep breath, and enjoy. Good morning. It is Wednesday. Nope, it is Thursday, June 2nd, 2022. It is Tanya, and this is the Witch Daily Show. It is June. We made it. We frickin' made it. I don't even know what to say. I'm just happy May's over. Anyways, this episode is brought to you by The Answer You Are Looking For Is Yes. So let's get your day going with a little magic. Our quote of the day is, "The problem with knowledge is its inexhaustible craving. The more of it you have, the less you feel you know." By Olivia Blake, The Atlas Six. So we are skipping tea time. And we are jumping right into headlines. And this is actually headlines on someone I know. This is from religionnews.com. How a witch is using her grandmother's Slavic magic to aid Ukrainians' war effort. Madame Pamida's new book, Baba Yaga, Book of Witchcraft, was released just after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Exactly at the time that it is so needed, she says. So, I actually met Madame Pamida a few years ago, like my first ever convention. And what really stood out to me about her is she was just really nice. I have like crazy social anxiety, so I'm like hyper aware of how I'm being treated by people, or like how people are looking at me, or how they may side eye me. Like, I'm just very, very aware of how people are reacting to me. And I remember when I met her, because she was, I think, set up like right next to us or something. And she was just really friendly and nice. And I really needed that at that moment. So I'm a very kind person. So when Madame Pamida was little, her mother told her stories about her Ukrainian grandmother, how she would pour wax into water to heal the sick. How once when Madame Pamida's mother was very sick, her grandmother made a doll for her to hold, which disappeared after she got well. These stories became little mysteries for Madame Pamida. The clues to unlock her grandmother's magic were hard to find. While she considers herself a witch as well as a member of the Ukrainian diaspora, Madame Pamida doesn't read or speak Ukrainian and says that little about Ukrainian folk magic was written or preserved during the Soviet era. Then she stumbled on a book about Ukrainian wax pouring healing at a friend's bookstore. It was like opening the cave of wonders, she said. In the years since, Madame Pamida has collected dozens of ancient and modern Slavic magical practices, which she has compiled as her new book, Baba Yaga's Book of Witchcraft, Slavic Magic from the Witch of the Woods. She also hosts an accompanying podcast called Baba Yaga's Magic and owns an online witchcraft store called Madame Pamida's Parlor of Wonders, which we've actually have referenced quite a few times on this podcast during herb segments. Baba Yaga is a witch figure who flies around Slavic folk stories in a giant mortar pestle in hand and lives in a hut that stands on chicken legs deep in the woods. As COVID-19 pandemic began, Madame Pamida said it felt as if the spirits of her Ukrainian grandmother and of Baba Yaga were urging her to write. When Russia invaded Ukraine in February, just before Baba Yaga's Book of Witchcraft was scheduled to release, she said it made sense. Quote, "The evidence of that spirit work is in fact that this book came out exactly at a time that it is so needed," she said. Madame Pamida spoke to Religion News Service about Baba Yaga, traditional Slavic magic, and how the author is using her magic to support the people of Ukraine amid Russia's continuing invasion of the country. So at this point, they interview Madame Pamita, but I won't read the whole interview because you don't want to hear me read. So I will have a link in the podcast episode description as well as witchpod.com, but I will read Who is Baba Yaga for those who may not know. If you've never heard of this folk tale before, this could be helpful. So, who is Baba Yaga? In Soviet times, in particular the 20th century, you would hear about her being a Russian witch. But Baba Yaga shows up with many different names. We see her called Ige Baba, Jezebaba, Loganishna, as well as a few other names and variations of names depending on the language and the region, which tells us she's actually Pan-Slavic and she's very, very, very old. She's always a secondary character in stories, usually an antagonist or a donor. She'll show up in stories like an ogre, like the witch in Hansel and Gretel. We also see her showing up kind of ambiguous, and in some stories, we see her as a donor figure where the heroine or hero will go to her and she'll give information or she'll give a special magical gift, and the hero or heroine needs to achieve their goals. Is she a witch? Is she a villain? I mean, we know that Hollywood likes to use witches as like a medium for horror, so she's probably not a villain, but let's see what Madame Pamita says. I don't think she's ever Glinda the Good Witch. In my experience of connecting deeply to her, I see her as a grandmother figure, but a tough grandma, or like a grandma who knows you can do more than you think you can, so she pushes you. If we go back far enough, we see her as a mistress of the forest, the grandmother of the forest, and the mother of the forest, a protector spirit. She's that person who is connected of the world, of the dead, and of the living. She moves between those worlds, which is why sometimes she's going to kill the person or she's going to put them in the fire. In Slavic practices, the fire was alive, and the fire was where the ancestors were. We put in the 21st century. We don't have the depth of knowledge about what it means to get put in the fire. It means to go to the ancestors. So she's sending you to the world of the spirits if she's trying to put you in the wood stove. So very fun, great interview. I'll have a link for it, so go check it out. And I'm going to throw this over to our moon correspondent. And after this break, we will talk more.
Hello to all of my astro friends. This is Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, coming at you with your daily moon mantra for Thursday, June 2nd. The waxing crescent moon slides sideways through Cancer today. Here, the moon trines Neptune. This aspect puts a dreamy pall over the day, as if we're moving through spun sugar. Nothing looks quite as it is, and nothing feels the way it should. We have to learn to trust our instincts and our intuition on a day like this, and those senses are heightened while our other senses have taken a back seat. It may not be the way you are comfortable comporting yourself, but in this situation, you have no other choice. So lay back, quiet your mind, and listen closely to what our inner voices are trying to express. Your daily moon mantra is, "The quieter you become, the more you can hear." This has been your Daily Moon Mantra with Serendipity, the Chicago astrologer, signing off and reminding you that you are in charge of your own destiny.
Want to get lost in a world of witch fiction and fantasy? The answer you are looking for is yes. Features tales of magic and witchcraft, love and romance, creatures and spells. A mystical anthropologist desperate to find his lost brother trips and falls into another realm. A witch forced to return to her remote hometown gets trapped with the man she's pretending to date. A journalist banished to an island by her ex turns out to have a fair hand at babysitting monsters. And a disgruntled tech employee uncovers a surprising secret while seeking revenge on her not-so-altruistic boss. Explore this magical anthology series by New York Times bestselling author Olivie Blake, wherever books are sold.
All right, so we have a question from one of our listeners, Lana. Lana says, "Hi everyone, I need some advice. At work, I have a colleague who literally sucks out my energy. Every time we work the same shift, I feel exhausted, and it can last until the next morning. From the beginning, I thought it was because of the long work shifts, but I have worked with other colleagues in similar shifts and never felt the exhaustion. I have tried to do my part at work and keep my distance, except when we need to collaborate on certain things. I also tried to protect myself by meditating for a while before I get to work, when I know we'll work together, and try to build up a shield, but I'm not so good at any of those parts yet. Any thoughts or advice on what I can do? Thanks in advance." Oh my gosh, I have so many thoughts on this. Like, literally, as I'm reading it, I'm just like being bombarded with thoughts. Okay. I've been here. And let me tell you what I did in the situation, and let me tell you how it turned out. So, yes, I worked in an environment that was very gross. It was like a toxic environment. Everyone was, and I can't even blame everyone there. Like, management was bad, which made everyone stressed out and unhappy, which like radiates, right? So a job I used to really like became something that was extremely stressful. So my goal was to shield, right? I started wearing hematite and black obsidian, tourmaline, you know, the basic things you're supposed to wear. And it worked, right? Like, it kind of worked and things felt a little easier. I didn't feel so overwhelmed and exhausted by all of the feelings and emotions. However, it was like putting a Band-Aid on the problem, right? At the end of the day, something still had to give. You know what I mean? It's like having a hole in a pipe and putting a literal Band-Aid over that. Yeah, it'll feel better like for right then and maybe for a few days, but eventually you got to fix the pipe. Eventually this has to be resolved. And maybe can we figure out like what the underlying issue is with the colleague? You said she sucks out her energy. Why? Like, does she talk a lot about her problems? Is she negative? Does she make you carry most of the workload? Is it just her energy? Does her energy zap your energy? I think you have to find out the underlying issue so we can fix the underlying issue. Because it doesn't seem like there's more detail in your question than that. So yeah, I think some of the magical answers are really just going to be a Band-Aid. I think you need to figure out why this person sucks out your energy. What is she doing? Is she just a negative person? So she just complains the whole time. At that point, you know, there's a different solution than if she makes you do most of the work, or if just her personality, like, if we can figure out the underlying reason. So it looks like Lana asked this question on May 13th. So Lana, if you could go back to this question and let us know like a little bit more detail about what she's doing, we can give advice that's more than just a Band-Aid, you know? But let's look at some of these answers. Spence says, maybe designate a couple of accessories for negative energy that might be aimed at you. You could try some reflecting meditation as if you are a giant disco ball. And Andrea tagged you in a recent post discussion on a similar topic. Yeah, so this is a question we get a lot. Yeah, we get this question a lot. Because I think that's just life, you know? So I definitely don't mind that we keep getting this kind of question and we keep answering it, because our questions may shift and change. And, yeah. Lilith says, maybe an object to represent your shield, something you can hold in your hand, place in your pocket, even your favorite pen or a favorite necklace, something that is with you at work. When you meditate, charge up the shield. Maybe change the name, Bubble is something the mind sees as weightless. 360 degrees, something so thin, but obviously there you can see through. Rely on the object to produce the bubble for you to keep it in place. Like shielding up your house, you don't want to have to stand there and hold the thing constantly. That's exhausting. Also, be aware that this might not be aggression from your coworker. Some people are just not in control of their stuff. My comment on the other thread was for an abusive coworker. You might be draining yourself unconsciously trying to shield constantly from them. And though, yes, that was my other thought. I'm so glad Lilith touched on this, because that was another thought I had when I was reading it. Is it possible your anxiety about working with this person is creating the exhaustion? Like, is it like a chicken or the egg situation? Like, you worrying about it and you shielding may be what's exhausting you. It may not actually be the person. Like, maybe they just had a few bad days, and maybe they were just going through something and were really negative, or was just kind of radiating a lot of energy and that exhausted you. But then maybe it created a domino effect where now you're so worried about being exhausted, you exhaust yourself. Like, that was my other thought. So I'm really glad Lilith touched on that. Caddy says maybe you could put up a ward of some kind, depending on your office setup. Nicole says they used to have a succulent on their desk with a sigil at the bottom. Melody says, I'm a massage therapist myself, so I always have to shield my energy away from clients. What I used to carry around, black tourmaline and smoky quartz. Ooh, I love a smoky quartz. I also imagine when I'm washing my hands that I'm washing away all of their negative energy. Krista says, I have a few protection and boundary setting practices. One is to do the meditation visualization. So yeah, Lana, let us know a little more about the situation. But I do think this is some good band-aid advice. But I am super curious about what is this person actually doing, so we can get to the root of the problem, so that we don't just keep throwing band-aids on top of it. All right, so how are we on time? We're okay. Let's go ahead and do a prompt, and we will move on to other things. So from Evolution of a Witch, if you could read other people's thoughts, would you? Hoo-hoo. How would you use this skill in your daily life? I wouldn't. I don't need to know people's thoughts. The things people say are bad enough. No, I wouldn't want to know people's thoughts. John Mulaney once said in an interview, this was pre a lot of his public issues, he said in an interview, he said, hell is an encyclopedia where you can look up what everyone thought of you. Heaven is a Wikipedia and you can just change everything. So I would say no. But let's say it was forced upon me. Let's say I like couldn't control that I knew people's thoughts. I feel like your only solution is to use it for like the utmost good. And maybe use it for like very similar to my last answer. I don't know why this is a thing for me, but use it to like help families find like their loved ones. You know how sometimes like people, like serial killers will like not tell the police where the bodies are, you know, because it's like a bargaining chip they have. Like, I would want to like get those answers, find people who are lost, find people who are missing. So if I could read the thoughts of people who knew those things, that's what I would use it for. But I feel like your life would have to become so isolated. Like, I feel like I would have to live completely alone, and I would travel quietly in my car, do my job, and then go home. It'd be maddening. So, yeah, big no. No. Oh, my gosh. All right, we do have a card pull today. Our card is the Witch. Ooh, the Witch from the Witch Daily Oracle. This was contributed by Nadine. The witch is about power, magic, and strength. Timing is whenever you want. Yes or no, it is a yes. You're the head witch in charge, and you have complete power over the situation. Your power knows no bounds, and it is up to you to determine what needs to be done in the situation. Magic, instinct, knowing. You have it, and people will see it radiating off of you. Love reading. Make the move. Career reading. Who cares if they think you're intimidating? Health reading. You're in complete control. All right, so we are wrapping up this episode of the Witch Daily Show. I want to give a shout out to Rachel Brady. Rachel, you kind, dapper sun goddess. I also want to give a shout out to Sherry Taylor. Sherry, you wicked, opulent woodland fairy. And then finally, Midnight Lightning. Midnight, you starry-eyed, rule-breaking starfish. Thank you three so much for being Patreon supporters. I really, really appreciate it. We have some really fun Patreon stuff coming up. Cannot wait to share. And that's it. Don't forget any books, decks, headline sources, or anything we've talked about today can be found in the podcast episode description or witchpod.com. We will talk again tomorrow, and I hope you have a wonderful day.
Witches, we hope you have a wonderful day, full of joy and gentleness and confidence. Links for this week's episodes, our website, Patreon, along with a free daily card pull can be found at witchpod.com. One stop for everything we talk about. Now, take one more deep breath and have a great day.